Hudson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. A narrow line of strong storms has been hovering over a large area, including central Tennessee. There it is blamed for a half a dozen weather-related deaths, mostly from a suspected twister. There are states of emergency in Clarksville and Nashville, Tennessee. WTVF's Bree Smith surveyed some of the damage.
This tornado appears to have traveled along really one of the biggest arteries in the downtown Hendersonville area. The overall sound of the night continues to be emergency vehicles. It continues to be ambulance, fire trucks. You just hear sirens in the distance as emergency personnel are rushing to and fro.
That storm system is slowly heading east, expected to dump a lot of rain in the mid-Atlantic and northeast. The lower court ruling that would have allowed a Dallas area woman to have an emergency abortion for medical reasons, it remains blocked.
At 20 weeks and 4 days pregnant, Kate Cox is living in legal limbo. 30 hours after a Democratic judge approved an emergency abortion Thursday.
I am going to grant the temporary restraining order.
The all-Republican Texas State Supreme Court put a hold on it.
CBS News correspondent Jared Hill. Now to Philadelphia, where Mideast war fallout has led to the resignation of a major university president, Liz McGill at Penn. That after controversy over alleged anti-Semitic speech on campus. KYW Radio, Scott Graham.
McGill has voluntarily tendered her resignation as president of the University of Pennsylvania. She will remain a tenured faculty member at Penn Carey Law. Goes on to say, on behalf of the entire Penn community, I want to thank President McGill for her service to the university as president and wish her well. We'll be in touch in the coming days to share plans for interim leadership for Penn.
But that will not include that Penn board chair. He stepped down a short time later. While in the Middle East, in the midst of that two-month-old war,
we have confirmation that an Israeli hostage has been killed. His name is 25-year-old Israeli soldier Sahar Baruch. His kibbutz confirmed that. His family is saying that the return of his body should be part of any future deal.
Remy Innocencio in Tel Aviv. Meantime, the Persian Gulf nation of Qatar, which has acted as a kind of mediator, indicates efforts to renew the Israel-Hamas truce will continue. Two-way baseball star Shohei Ohtani will wear a Los Angeles uniform next season, but one that says Dodgers instead of Angels.
Ohtani inks one of the most lucrative contracts in sports history. He's going to make $70 million a year over the next 10 seasons with the Dodgers. That deal also includes what sources are describing as unprecedented deferrals, including the majority of that salary.
Reporter Erica Herskowitz and LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels wins college football's Heisman Trophy in a pretty lopsided vote. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 33 today, under cloudy skies, northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 15 tonight, highs around 35 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Shadow of myself. What a shame to be sober now. I found a bombshell. Heavy on Civic Media, we are local music, essential last crack with a twist. That was Good Morning V and Blunderbuss, Bliss before that. I saw Good Morning V in Fort Atkinson at that, whatever that bar was in Fort Atkinson a couple years ago. Really cool band. Paul Schluter, of course, on guitars. Zach Brassington was the drummer for Good Morning V. Paul and Zach were both in studio tonight for In the Lair with Elizabeth Mary. Darren Solderholm, he was the bassist in Good Morning V. He did a European tour with Last Crack in 05 and was with the band for a short time after that. He also plays bass on the song Three Ghost off of Last Crack's latest album, The Uprising. Essential Last Crack. No show next week. It's going to actually be a replay of this show right here. But we'll have a new Essential Last Crack on December 23rd from another band from the Last Crack family tree. You got a suggestion who it might be? Let me know. And if I play your suggestion for Essential Last Crack, I'll put a prize pack together for you and get it out to you somehow. Essential Last Crack. What is your Essential Last Crack? Email me now at jimmyk@civicmedia.us. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Maxi and Kevy here on Civic Media. Original hard rock, punk, and metal until midnight. Coming up in the second hour of Heavy, we have that new one from Revolution X. We'll do some Common Threads. And a new band that I discovered last week, Still Stayer. Looking forward to that. Right now, it's brand new Heroes Lie. Light, camera, action. It's Maxi and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
John's best friend.
Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
She blows on by.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Maxi Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. That's the new one from the Vanishing Kids called Midnight Children. That new album from the Vanishing Kids, ooh, it's so good. I highly recommend grabbing it. It's up on Bandcamp. You could do that now. Makes a great stocking stuffer, too. Common Threads with their latest one, She's Bussin', and the Rotten Tommies in there, just for good measure. Mad Rollin' Doll. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. This is Max Inc. Heavy. I've got that brand new song from Revolution X. I'm going to stop teasing it. We're going to play it next on Max Inc. Heavy.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
If the guitarist and drummer from Cheap Trick joined the singers from Fountains of Wayne and the Bangles for an epic show, would you go? Of course you would. Joey's Song is the ultimate Battle of the Bands concert featuring those artists plus members of Portugal the Man, Soul Asylum, and more. A night of cool music, auctions, meet and greets, and more, all to benefit epilepsy research. See the entire lineup and get your tickets today at joeysong.org. That's joeysong.org.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Let's go! This petty
Maxine Covey on Civic Media. We are local music. Laura Jane Grace out of Chicago, Illinois. Hole in My Head. I debuted that song last week on Maxine Covey. I've listened to it like 100 times since then. I really like that song. I like the EP too. Check it out right now. Revolution X with their brand new one, 12-gauge Remedy. We're going to get them on the air for an interview very soon. We're trying to get that scheduled with Revolution X. They got a New Year's Eve show down at the Back Bar they do every year with Left of Reason and a couple other people. It's pretty cool stuff. Revolution X, check them out on the socials. I'm Jimmy K. Hey, thanks for listening to Heavy tonight. Once again, no show next week. We're actually going to replay this show on the 16th. We'll be back with a brand new show on the 23rd. Can't wait for 2024. 2024 is going to be amazing here on Max Inc. Radio. You're going to be surprised and happy with the content and the surprises we have in store for you. Stick around, maxincradio.com for all the podcast and all the information. Before I get out of here tonight, we got new music for Fiberweed. We'll do some Cold Black River and Carbellion. Right now, a new band I discovered last week. I'm going to play it again this week. It's Still Stayer and their song Tunnel Vision. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah!
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shallow, strung out and left for dead. Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from... This winter, the Wisconsin DOT reminds you that snowplow drivers work hard to keep us all safe, so let's return the favor. Slow down, give plows room to work, and know before you go with 511WI.gov. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.